I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 668. Two stories, pick one. We all live into and out of the stories that we tell ourselves, about God, about others, and about the world. What story are you telling yourself? This podcast is about the two greatest commandments, T2G, to love God and love others. And how well we love really is dependent upon the stories we believe. If your story is there is no God, or if there is a God, he doesn't care about you, and you're all on your own, and what really matters is money and power and fame, well, if that's your story, you'll attempt to live into that, often with sad and disappointing results, even when you take your last breath. But if your story is that God is good, and that you are loved, and you are forgiven, what matters is people over projects and love over loot. If you believe that you don't need to prove yourself because you're already accepted by the God of the universe, that God's kingdom will come and you're part of it, well, then the peace and joy you'll experience in the meantime will baffle the crowd and point them to Jesus. Today, let me show you two stories and ask you to pick one. Give me about 5 minutes to slow down, tell you a story, share a thought, hear a portion of God's Word, ask you a great question, pray with you, and give you a challenge to better live into the right story. Rich Velotis, a pastor in New York City, posted a fascinating tweet. It's about the contrast between Genesis 11 and Genesis 12. And if you're not familiar with those two chapters, you might stop and read them. And if you're not up to that right now, let me give you a bird's eye view. Genesis 11 is about the Tower of Babel, and Genesis 12 is about the call of Abraham. Think with me about the 180-degree opposite way to live those two chapters display. Rich says it shows two ways of living. One, create your own story and try to build your own name. That's chapter 11. Or two, find yourself in God's story and let God name us. Wow. I find this distinction compelling and glaring. He lays it out like this. Genesis 11 says, they said to each other. Genesis 12 says, God said to Abraham. Genesis 11 says, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. In other words, it's about our effort. Genesis 12 says that God said, I'll make you a great nation. Genesis 11 says, come, let us build ourselves a city. In Genesis 12, God said, I'll make you a great nation. In Genesis 11, it says, let's make a name for ourselves. In Genesis 12, God says, I'll make your name great. If the story of Abraham is the story of all of us, well, so is the Tower of Babel the story of all of us. We want to be able to be like God and control the world and not have to rely on God. Or we can join God in his story and rest in that. Wow. Those are two texts to meditate on today, my friends. Here's the great question. Which of those two stories does your life most resemble? Genesis 11 or Genesis 12? Let's pray this prayer from ChristiansTT.com. Lord Jesus Christ, I come in need to walk in the hope that only you can give. My way is unclear. The path is sometimes filled with twists and turns and confusion. Show me your ways, Lord. Show me how to walk in places that you would lead me. Teach me your paths of grace and mercy and integrity and love. Help me to grasp your way so I can walk securely in them, even in the valley of darkness. Lord, I need to know your perspective. Help me, Lord Jesus, to focus on your ways. You tell us in Psalm 119, I will meditate on your precepts and have respect to your ways. Psalm 25, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are my Savior and my Lord. My hope is in you all day long. Lord Jesus, I choose that story. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 669. In the meantime, this is not rocket science. It's fairly easy to see the story that people are living into. I mean the story they really believe, not the story they simply say with their mouths. You can tell by how they live out their days. What are they striving for? What makes them nervous? Do they have peace? So, some questions to ask yourself as you challenge yourself this day. Are you striving to make your own kingdom, build your own tower, or are you content to live into God's story, however that unfolds for you? Do you live in peace or panic? Are you about recognition or rest? There are two stories, so pick one.